It's election day, everyone. This is your election Groundhog Day part 4 election news roundup. You know, I'm actually getting a kick out of doing all this because it's kind of like giving you a play-by-play and in a way facts checks myself to say like, dude, this guy's been calling every play as it went along. And I needed to use a cutoff time to go to press, as they say, for today because, like, you know what? Whew, I gotta tell you, the updates since my last update, I used this expression in part 3, towards the end. I said a lot of crap happened this week. Expect a lot more crap to happen the next week. Look, even I couldn't predict what would happen in the next 24 hours after I published, but oh my goodness, that was quite something. That's why this week, unlike any other, for Off the Record, I publish an episode every single day, touching upon different aspects of what's been going on that you're probably not aware of, for which is why you're tuning in. Thank you. And those pieces are important as they build up to what is today. In fact, the episode that came out yesterday was all part of today's episode, but oh my goodness, the list of stuff I got here to go through, like, holy smokes. No, I, like, you know what? Just do a Thursday episode for Thanksgiving and just leave the specific election stuff just for the roundup. And like I said, I had to do a cutoff day today because of all the news that happened today on Friday too. Like, whew, my goodness. Like, yeah. Just no rest here, and it's crazy. A lot of stuff happened, major news, and probably the media is not telling you any of this, for which is why I am here to set the record straight on Off the Record. So once again, I'm Andres. Thank you for joining me. I'm actually doing this video is going up on Rumble first before it goes on YouTube, because I've been doxxed on YouTube by YouTube. Not only can I not monetize my videos, they're shadow banning them. So I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna circumvent that and just go straight to Rumble this time. So if you're seeing this on my website through Rumble first, great. I'm gonna be posting this link everywhere that I can, just to give an alternative platform some kind of clout before I try YouTube, because odds are they're just gonna silence this thing. I'm still gonna put it up there, but if you don't see it, that'd be why. It's YouTube's fault. Well, just to give you an example, and at the onset of this video, as I want to get my thoughts straight here, because there's a lot of stuff here, a lot of stuff. So you probably saw at the beginning of the video a clip of me talking about what to expect for Election Day. And I actually recorded that on a Facebook live stream the day before the election. And I talked about that it was going to be dragged out way beyond. But the day of the election, that's the screenshot that I believe I shared. You should be able to have seen it towards the beginning. In that one, I'm exchanging with a friend saying that this is going to go to the Supreme Court once all is said and done. And he asked, what are the chances of a recount or winning in a recount on the Supreme Court? Well, Supreme Court, I got a name for you, Amy Coney Barrett. And that's a big deal right now because of what happened very late Wednesday that you probably didn't even know because it was reported on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, what happened in New York with respects to the COVID lockdown restrictions from Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, who's killed a bunch of people through nursing home policies that he had. And he's getting an Emmy, and now he's probably going to be Time Person of the Year for all the crap he's done in New York. Same population as Florida or a little bit less, but more than twice the death toll in New York. But he's the one that's navigated this crisis so important. There's even a book that describes of how amazing he did to navigate the crisis in New York, published this year by none other than Governor Andrew Cuomo. You can't make this stuff up. But in this, now Amy Coney Barrett has a nickname, Amy COVID Barrett, because she actually defended with the majority opinion, she was deciding vote, by the way, the majority opinion that protected religious liberties in New York. And apparently that's wrong. So keep an eye on that, because the reaction to that is exactly why this whole Supreme Court thing is going to be a big deal. Because you probably saw the montage again at the beginning of the video. It should be there. I'm recording this before I do the post-production. My predictions of going to the Supreme Court and the announcement from the Trump legal team about going to the Supreme Court. So I will come back full circle to that, kind of like they do in the movie. Start with the movie and close out the movie at with the beginning of the movie. Like, why were we at the end in the first place? That's kind of how this is going to be like. So bear with me. Here we go. Let's go through all the crazy stuff that has happened since my last video. And that would be the Pennsylvania court judge that threw out the case that the Trump's legal team led by Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis they brought forth to this judge. He threw it out that Saturday, and that was like, there's no merit here, nothing to look at, just go beyond it. First off, it was egregious because the judge didn't even bother to look at the evidence being presented. He was just looking at the claims. But he said, nope, not interested. But anybody expected this, because the judge happened to be an Obama appointee. Well, no surprise there. Moving on, because that actually led to the Trump legal team being able to file an appeal to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that covers a district that includes Pennsylvania. So around the same time that day, the state of Georgia certified the vote, but the governor wanted an audit of the vote because, like, well, look, I'll audit it saying, look, the numbers speak for themselves. This does go for Biden, but there's too many shenanigans that are going on, too many things that have been brought up. We should probably re-audit the vote anyway. So there it goes. You know what? And before we get any further, here on the screen is the actual Electoral College map. And as you'll see, Trump is still 5 Electoral College votes ahead of Biden. But I guess, how could that be? Weren't these other states called? You just said Georgia certified the vote. Yeah, but the thing is that they can certify the vote per se, but even they acknowledge that it's being legally challenged, so it's not final. The other states are technically final. So if you'll see, the ones that are still up in the air include Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia. So those are still up in the air because of all the legal challenges and a lot of stuff that we'll be going through right here. So I don't know how long this episode is going to be. I apologize if it's lengthy, but that's just how much stuff has happened, folks. And that's why I had to do a bunch of episodic breakdowns leading up to this epic update, because this is setting the stage for what is to come. So I wanted you all to be aware of this before you're surprised about, like, whoa, where did this come from? It didn't come from nowhere. The media is lying to you. And big tech is censoring people like us from delivering the news to you. So let's keep going. What else do we have? Besides Georgia certifying the vote and the governor asking for an audit at the same time, the Nevada Supreme Court certified the vote for Nevada. That's why I said Nevada is being challenged even by Democrats for why this is not out of play yet. And Trump officially is still in the lead. Okay, the big deal that happened that weekend, right after I did my video, was the Trump campaign distancing themselves from attorney Sidney Powell, which is someone that appeared with the Trump legal defense team on Thursday for that epic press conference that everybody said was a bunch of gobbledygook, but apparently weren't paying attention to what was being said. So a lot of conservatives were freaked out, like, oh my goodness, what are they doing? They're throwing her under the bus? What happened to the Kraken? The Kraken's not going to be released? Look, Sidney Powell said some things very strongly worded, which I'm not going to repeat here because this might eliminate my video. But with that, if you're not paying attention to what these folks are saying, what she is going after is different from what the Trump defense campaign is going after, the Trump defense team, the official one, is going after. Because Sidney Powell is questioning the systems of voting, any irregularities and glitches for what, why, like 32,000 votes or whatever number was being swung towards Democrat candidates in almost everywhere, in every district, every county. That's not what Rudy Giuliani is arguing in court. What he's arguing is about the election protocols that are in place that should allow the observers from both major parties to view the count that were not observed, particularly in Pennsylvania, which even the state Supreme Court of Pennsylvania ordered the poll stations to allow the observers in, and the observers were still not allowed to view the vote. And there was a lot of voting that could not be confirmed. And the reason that's a big deal for why they should have allowed it is because in the recount / audit / canvas phase, you can still go and rule out these votes. And the votes that are illegitimate, null and void, can be tossed out and not be counted. And because that window has basically closed, unless a major court, particularly the Supreme Court, demands somehow to be audit the entire vote to be able to do this right. The only other option at this point left is to just eliminate that entire vote. So in other words, if they're legitimate, we're talking about risking alienating that many Americans from voting that your votes don't count because it was screwed up by the handlers. And that's the big deal for why, keep that in mind, for as I said at the beginning, going to the Supreme Court, this is going to come full circle for why that is a concern, for which is why some courts don't want to touch this. But they should have investigated this from the get-go. And as I said in my video about the media, they have the means and the resources to be able to investigate the fraud. I mean, hell, they were trying to go after a rabbit's foot about Trump collusion and the Steele dossier that was provided by the Hillary campaign that created it, by the way, and only to find out that Obama was the one spying on the Trump campaign, not just, and the DNC was getting help from the Ukraine to spy on Trump. Everything went against them in that sense. They were after ghosts. They couldn't prove their case for 4 years. And over here, there's red flags everywhere. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And instead, they're like, no, 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 it was legitimate. This is fine. This is great. You had the means and the resource to be able to do this. And before today, the media was like, there's no proof. These are baseless accusations. Now they're singing a bit of a different tune. And next week, they'll be singing it even louder. The tune is like this. Well, the courts are not going to overturn it in favor of Trump. Wait for it. Because just like in every episode I've done, I've told you what the next play is. That is their next play. Because they don't want to investigate this. They're just going to tell you that Trump is trying to strong arm the legal system to rule in his way. For which is why they're wrong. Because of what we're going through today. Sidney Powell was distanced from the Trump defense team because she's going after a different case. That's not the case that the Trump campaign is making, which is different. So these are separate lawsuits that are very important to take note of. At the same time, Twitter suspended Sidney Powell because of things that she said, for which is why I'm also being a little careful in the way I'm kind of tiptoeing around what she said, specifically she said. So let's move on to the things that have happened that are pointing to, like, what the flip? This is why we got to look at it. Wayne County, Michigan. Big deal there because Wayne County was where those the ones that had to certify the vote, the board of the vote, the council, the two Democrats and the two Republicans that are basically strong-armed to doing this because they were basically threatened. Their families were threatened to be able to do this, and they ultimately rescinded that. But one traitorous Republican that's ahead of all of them just certified the vote anyway. Well, it turns out that a cluster of votes, we're talking about thousands of votes, came from an asylum. So people that do not have the mental capacity to vote, voted. Well, that's counted, and it shouldn't be. How much of a difference does it make? We don't know, but there it is. Michigan County, and this is the thing I was talking about, voted to certify because the Republican that went against it is a never Trumper. And as I mentioned in a previous episode, this whole thing that's going on is exposing the establishment. I'm not talking about just Democrats. I'm talking about the establishment Republicans that do not want to see this seen through too because it's in their interest. Look, when Mitt Romney ran against Obama, there was no difference between the two candidates. They were the same individual. I mean, it was Obamacare used Mitt Romney's own health care that he implemented, as I think as a senator in Massachusetts, as the basis for Obamacare. So these guys were not any different. And Mitt Romney has been one of the biggest mouthpieces against Trump since John McCain, former senator of Arizona, passed away. And John McCain was against it. These guys are establishment Republicans. So that's what I mean. It's exposing the political parties on both sides. The establishment Republicans lost this election. They lost the last election when Trump won. And they lost the previous two under Obama. So they haven't had a technical victory since Bush 43's re-election. So that was then. Let's proceed though. Oops, hold on, I'm getting something here. All right, here we go. And he's the one, this is the guy, the never Trumper, that rammed through the certification for the Michigan County votes. And then comes the big news on Monday. Oh, was it Sunday? That Trump conceded the election because the GSA begins the transition process to the Biden campaign? No. The woman in charge of the GSA, the chairman? Chairwoman, she was being threatened too. Every single lawyer that's trying to look into this, every single whistleblower that's come forward, Democrat, Independent, Republican, whoever they are, every one of them has been labeled a traitor. Every one of them has had their career either affected in some way or entirely eliminated. GoFundMes have been closed for them. They have zero recourse, no way to support their family. We have so much happening to these individuals that are stepping forward, which is why they're great Americans. Doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on, that they're brave enough to speak about this. Even a guy, last name Epstein, not the one that you're thinking of, he's a Democrat and he was voting for Biden, but predicted a year earlier about all the shenanigans that were going to happen with big tech to swing the vote in favor of the candidate he wanted to support. He's even after talking against all this as a statistician coming forward to explain how statistically impossible a lot of the counting has been. And in front of the faces of the same mainstream media machine, as they're like, oh, yeah, of course, there's explanations for all these blue bleeps happening everywhere. It's not fair that those blue bleeps have never happened ever before to just suddenly say it's a common thing. No, it's not. Let's proceed though. Pennsylvania Supreme Court rules that ballots with no dates or handwritten addresses can also be counted. That's illegal. But the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is ruling in that way, which is more evidence to prove that these judges that are sitting on these cases do not care about the Constitution that they themselves have and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the Constitution of the United States, because all of this is illegal. That's null and void. We had a place where 36,000 illegal immigrants voted. That's impossible. That doesn't happen anywhere else in any other country. And over here, they're being rammed through because the Democrats believe that if they pass amnesty, that they'll have generations worth of voters to secure Democrat wins, regardless of the fact that the Democrats continue lying to my people, to the black community, and to the Asian community. They keep victimizing us, putting us in positions of just victim mentality that, well, we need you, Democrats, because that is a slave plantation mindset. Democrats were the plantation owners of slavery in this country. If you didn't know that, you know that now. And they continue to do that through mind games to tell us that we need them to fight for us. And we don't. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked on that because I'll get super emotional about it. Okay, let's continue. Milwaukee finds unopened, uncounted ballots. What? Remember what I said? This is a lot of stuff going on, and some of the news is breaking today. Remember I said that the election isn't over? Let me sidetrack a little bit. Because this is breaking news before we came through to it. 8 U.S. House races has still not been called. 8 House races. House of Representatives. 8 seats that are still not done counting throughout the United States. Let me go through that. I'm sidestepping what we're talking about here to tell you why I'm still doing these updates. Here we go. California's 21st Congressional District. This was the breaking news that was actually now given to the Republican. The Republican David Valadao, 50.5%, and the Democrat TJ Cox is the incumbent, so that means the Democrat was losing. This race is officially called before I came in to record. So the Republican has officially won. All the other 7 that I'm going to go through, Republicans are leading. This is a very common trait that's been happening in this election. Every time Trump was winning, suddenly we got to stop the counting or slow it down so much that somehow Biden won them. And I guess the same tactic was being tried here. California's 25th Congressional District, Republican Mike Garcia, the incumbent, is leading Democrat Christy Smith. That one's still not called for. Iowa's 2nd Congressional District, Republican Marionette Miller Meeks is leading Democrat Rita Hart. They're separated by like 39 votes. That one's pretty close. New York's 1st Congressional District, 77% reported after all this time? Holy smokes. The Republican Lee Zeldin is leading 61.3%. I still don't call this one. Let's see. New York's 11th Congressional District, 85% reported. Why are you guys so slow? Republican Nicole... Oh, Miliotakis, I hope I pronounced that right, is beating the incumbent Max Rose, Democrat Max Rose. Still not called here that yet. New York's 22nd Congressional District, 92% reporter, Republican Claudia Tenney, 50.4%, and the incumbent Democrat Anthony Bredisi is losing with 47.4% of the vote. Another one, New York, 92%. Another Republican incumbent is winning 57.4% against Democrat, this Republican John Katko is beating Democrat Dana Balter. Folks, the election is still not done yet. When we have congressional races that are still happening, it's more proof that it's not over yet. By the way, just a moment. I have a DoorDash on its way. And I think he's almost here. Delivered. So, just a moment. I'll be right back. And I'm back from outer space. Oh, it's just a phrase that I like. Okay, so the election is not over yet. Let's continue on what is still being done and the shenanigans that are still going on. Arizona ballot count error adds 6,000 false Biden votes and an 11,000 overcount to Biden. Why is it that every single error, glitch, mistake, whatever you want to call it, favors the Democrats, specifically Biden? How interesting. Dominion System Executive Eric Coomer performed an update on the voting systems 1 week before the election in Georgia. The guy in charge of the systems did an update, and conveniently, that's kind of what gave the win over to Biden there? Interesting. And he was brought on as a witness to just ram through during the recount and barring Republicans from weighing in on this one. So just stuff that's going on. Okay, this other one. This is interesting because Rudy Giuliani of the Trump defense team and Sidney Powell on her own are not the only ones that are out there making lawsuits. There are other independent groups unrelated to the Republican Party or even the Trump campaign filing lawsuits everywhere. So this is a big one. This one is Wisconsin group filing emergency petition regarding 150 possible illegal ballots in Wisconsin. Then we have the state of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona announcing election fraud hearings. Pennsylvania and Arizona is going to come around here in a moment. We'll get to that. Look, if the election were over, you know what Governor Gavin Newsom has to do for the state of California? Kamala Harris is the vice president-elect, according to the media. So if that's the case, that means Kamala Harris is no longer the senator of the United States for California. That means the governor of California needs to assign the seat that's vacated by her to a new senator. Kamala Harris, as of this recording, has not vacated her seat. The reason that's important to note is because if she vacates that seat and this election is overturned, she's out of the job. Georgia lawsuit. Appeal to the 11th Circuit Court. Date set for next week. This is important because this circuit court is also the one in Pennsylvania that's going to rear its ugly head here in a moment. And the hearing is set for next week about what is happening in Georgia with the election count tally, unrelated to Sidney Powell. The Trump campaign lawsuit filing results, the Trump campaign filed a lawsuit challenging results in Nevada goes ahead. There'll be depositions next week. I think it's starting Monday or Thursday next week. Another big win, a Pennsylvania judge blocked the certification of the vote in Pennsylvania. So technically, those 20 electoral votes are still up in the air, despite the fact that the Secretary of State was trying to certify it. The judge blocked it because of all the shenanigans that are going on. Let's continue. The Cobb County, Georgia. This is fascinating. If I find a video, I'll be posting it somewhere here to play as an overlay of these document destruction trucks that were recorded outside of these election offices. There are lawsuits right now challenging those votes. They have to be recanvassed and re-audit at the order of a judge if it comes down to that. But we have document trucks out there destroying the evidence? At least that's what it looks like. What else are you supposed to conclude from this? A cover-up, perhaps? Look, this is just speculation, okay? But if it comes to the judge ordering the recanvassing or re-audit, because there's a third recount being ordered for Georgia to be done right. What if those ballots are the ones being destroyed right now? Why are there trucks of document destruction vehicles outside these election places? Particularly, I think it's at Cobb County, Georgia. Worth asking. Like I said, where there's smoke, there's a fire. All right, let's continue. There's a Georgia election fraud lawsuit filed by the Armistad Project. They claim affects 200,000 votes. And that is with regards to illegally cast votes. So the details of that will be brought forth in that lawsuit. This is a big one that you probably didn't hear anything about. This happened on Wednesday. Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, the state Senate holds an election hearing. Decided about the integrity of the vote. And in this one, this is the big one. I'm going to weigh in a little more. Some of the witnesses that were called forth before the Senate at the penalty of perjury, which means a federal crime, if they're lying, and they'll go away to prison and be fined if they are lying. Some of them, different witnesses at various positions to tally up the vote. One of them that was witness to tallying of the vote said that over the period of 90 minutes, about 600,000 votes were cast. In the first half hour, 300,000 votes were cast and all went to Biden. And over those 90 minutes, 570,000 votes cast, at least, all went to Biden. In the meanwhile, over that same time, 3,200 were total for Trump. It's a statistical impossibility. And that's some of the blue bleeps that are being brought into question. Because if you're going to cheat, spread it out. But if you're going to have a bleep that makes absolutely no sense, including votes coming from the military bases where Trump has strong military support and zero votes for Trump. Later that evening, two things happened. I might have touched upon this in my previous episode because of what the media won't tell you. The senator that organized the hearing for election fraud, he was suspended from Twitter. It's not even a personal thing. It's a campaign account for the senator. Nothing was violated except that he was bringing attention to election integrity and Twitter suspended it. That same evening on Wednesday, the Kraken was released. Sidney Powell filed two lawsuits and complaints simultaneously. The first one in Georgia, 104-page lawsuit, and in Michigan. And the allegations, which the lawsuit is bringing forth civilly, it's criminal, contains the evidence, which will be, some of it is actually, some of the briefs and the exhibits, you can access them now. But more of the evidence will be revealed during the court case because this is official now. The lawsuits are in. And next week, there'll be a dissection of the 104 pages. Some of that, which I'll try to get out to you. Okay. As we could tell, I'm telling you, this is epic, folks. This is a crazy amount of stuff that I'm trying to cover through you. I'm trying to wrap it up as quick as I can here now because I'm running out of time. Detroit. 36% of absentee ballots from people that didn't ask for it. So of the absentee ballot vote, 36% came in from people that didn't request them. So if they didn't request it, who did it for them? Questions that need to be investigated. And no one wants to do the investigation. Thoughts which I'll wrap up soon. There's videos of workers messing with the voting machines in Georgia after the water pipe burst. This is the big deal because it happened simultaneously with Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. They simultaneously stopped counting around 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They said, oh, we're going to pick it up in the morning. The problem in Wisconsin and Michigan, they actually never stopped counting. At 3 a.m., video recording, that same day, I saw them too. They were being spread on social media before it was clamped down by big tech. Videos of people showing up with unofficial containers containing votes, votes from where? And they just showed up and conveniently 30 minutes to an hour later, the blue bleeps happened in all those places. States that Trump was winning huge, at least by 100,000 votes. And by morning, Biden was taking the lead on all of them. And in the case of Georgia, where they say, oh, we had to stop because the water pipe burst. But where did the water pipe burst happen? Oh, somewhere down the street. So it didn't affect the votes. No, it didn't affect the votes. None of the machines were harmed in it. Oh, okay, good. Hold on. The water pipe burst down the street? So why'd you stop? Just to be safe. But what time did the water burst pipe burst was reported? 6 in the morning, but you stopped counting at 10:30. So why does that matter? This is crazier. Very few news outlets are doing any of the legwork. The investigation concurred. There was no water pipe burst. There's no reports. There's no invoices of anyone ever doing a repair at all. But in that time frame, the blue bleep in Georgia. Questions that need answering. Arizona legislator to hold hearings on election integrity this Monday. Wait a minute. I thought Arizona was given to Biden, according to Fox News and then the AP. Whoops. Arizona legislator is now calling to hold hearings on election integrity because they have questions too. Things are not making sense and they're still not done counting, folks. Pennsylvania appellate court. This is the big one that broke today because I said that the Pennsylvania judge last week on Saturday said that this case by the Trump campaign, by Rudy Giuliani, is of no consequence. Okay, so it was appealed, and a big win for the Trump campaign was that the appeals court expedited the hearing. That means they gave it priority so they could give a hearing to that so they could still do it within some kind of time frame. Guess what? No surprise there. The appeals court also said, yeah, we agree with the other judge. There's no merit here. The reason this is more interesting to other folks is because the 3-judge panel are Republicans. And like I said at the onset and in different videos, it's going to expose Republicans. The spineless Republicans or the establishment Republicans. Because there's rhinos. Republicans are named only. So there's these two different groups and they will be exposed. Because there are Republicans that are cowering from actually confronting this election fraud and just hiding because their constituents, not their constituents, but their special interests will come after them or their lobbyists. Or in the case of rhinos, where they don't really care and they have an out for Trump because they're never Trumpers, they don't want to see this through. So in this case, we have the 3 Republicans saying there's no merit, the Obama appointee was right, and we're 3 Republicans, so you can trust us. Thank you for that. This is what they did. They punted the ball away with time remaining on the clock because you saw from the beginning, the bus's next stop is the Supreme Court of the United States, as yours truly said before the election would happen. This is one of the cases that's already going to be listened to by the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania. So that means you can expect a lot of these other cases that are happening, whether they're from Trump campaign or not, to ultimately land the Supreme Court. So what do you think that's going to do to the pressure of those 9 justices that are sitting there? You can point to the religious liberty situation that happened with New York as an example of what can happen here. Will it be a decisive vote? A 5-4 vote where 5 were in favor of, say, yeah, Trump won legitimately because of all this null and void stuff that was done illegally by these states and counties that you cannot certify the vote because you cannot confirm it at this point. So we have to toss that out and only rely on the count that was there before. And what was the count before all that time stopped? Trump was winning. So flip, 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 flip. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia. All of them flip to Trump. Maybe not Nevada, but way more than enough for Trump to win. So with all that being said, that is a big deal. Because which of these justices will be threatened? How many of will have their livelihoods destroyed if they try to do this? It's their responsibility to do it. But now people will be asked a certain question that I'll save it to the end of this video. But let's proceed. 2 more items. Nevada voter registrations. This is counted to the T. 13,372 registered voters register with invalid date of births and invalid addresses. They use temporary RV addresses or casinos as their home. So if you have 13,372 illegal registered voters, how many more can there be? And these are Democrats bringing this up, by the way, not Republicans. So I'm telling you, like I said in my previous video that you haven't heard about, where at least 30%, a third of Democrats believe that this election was rigged in favor of Biden, people are starting to see for what it's worth. The guy didn't even campaign for about a year hiding in his basement. He just recently held a rally where 4 people came out to see him drive off on the highway. He did a live stream where only 1,000 people tuned in. You know how many people Trump gets in a live stream? And that's not even counting all the media that doesn't even give him the press. What's up about all the media giving the press to Biden and only 1,000 tune in? But no media gives attention to Trump, and some of the 2 or 3 conservative big channels give him hundreds of thousands of views. How? How? It's the interest in the candidate that matters. There was no enthusiasm for Biden. And you never Trumpers. And you that voted for Biden, you know you didn't vote for him because you believe in him. You just didn't want to see Trump in there. And that's the problem, that Biden never motivated anybody. And say what you want about Kamala, the least popular candidate in the entire dais of candidates that were running. She dropped out before the first primary. That's how unlikable she was. If suddenly, oh my goodness, she's so wonderful. You never ever cared because none of you even voted for her in a Democrat primary because she dropped out. That's how terrible she was. She won by default the United States senatorship here because her competitor basically sabotaged her own campaign, and she did the same at the county level just this election. So, just with all that being said, the guy couldn't rile up a base to vote for him. So, that's why there's memes going around about him thanking his voters at cemeteries. I wish that were a joke, but unfortunately, the zombie vote did come out and vote in mass for Biden. And that's what needs to be proven in court. It's not enough to just talk about it. It needs to be proven. But you don't have to dissect the votes if these states won't allow the certification. You just have to show the reasonable doubt of the legitimacy of the election in court for the court to rule in favor of Trump, which you're not going to like. Last point here. Attorney General Bob Barr was in Chicago this week. And the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, the hypocrite, she and other Democrats, including conservatives, like, what were you doing in Chicago? I mean, we know there's corruption there too, but what were you doing? You've been strangely quiet for the past couple of weeks. That's kind of scary. That's why people thought the Kraken was Bill Barr. I said Bob Barr, didn't I? Bill Barr. Robert Parr from The Incredibles. Sorry, I'm thinking about him. Folks, that's why this is epic. Because the stage has been set. The pieces have moved. And the first one to stop at the Supreme Court is about to happen. And the reason that's important, and this is where I wrap my thoughts up, because this is the conclusion of it all. This is the big deal. A few weeks ago, like I mentioned previously, you saw people celebrating in Jubilee on the streets. Before that, before Election Day, you saw numerous businesses in metropolitan areas boarding up. What do you think is going to happen if the Supreme Court rules in favor of Trump after everything's been weighed? Are they going to blame the Trump appointees? Because they upheld the Constitution? I mean, we're talking about having to toss out votes. Legitimate votes, I'm sure, among them. But because protocol was not followed, that therefore means those votes don't count. Imagine this. Imagine in the, and let's take the NBA final. I mean, it's one game, there's seven, but let's just take one game, okay? Let's say a pivotal, decisive game. For the Lakers versus whoever the hell they played, I forget, this last one. And for some reason, in the second period, that's not even how they call it, by the way. but they say, you know what, we got to stop here and take a break. There's been a water main burst. We're afraid it might, you know, come into the court. So why don't you guys head back into the locker room while we figure this thing out. And the teams are sent back into the locker room. Only for the opposing team to come back to find out that the Lakers never went to the locker room. They stayed playing all the way through. They even played during the supposed halftime break. And the other team didn't get to play. Like, what? You guys can't do that? We were all told to take a break. Oh, you didn't get the memo that we could still resume the game? Yeah, but you guys been just standing there shooting at three-pointers. All of you have been shooting three-pointers. It's like, well, we've got to resume the game now, so let's just keep going. We can't go backwards. So this is the new score. This is where we're going to continue from. Folks, that's exactly what happened this election. Imagine that happening in a game. And look, I have my things against a lot of these athletes that have been outspoken hypocrites, but I'm not going to weigh in on this one. I'll call them out later if and when it comes to that. But if you saw a game like that, even you'd be like, dude, that's not a game. That's cheating. What are the consequences of this election? Enormous. Which is why cheating was going to be employed no matter what. And I haven't mentioned anything about this one. I want to save it for next time. Something to do with an organization named Acorn that I mentioned before regarding a different election that might have reared its ugly head once again in this one. But that news is just breaking. I want to research it before I talk about it. But this has been your election news roundup since the last one. What a week it's been, my goodness. And now you're going to see it play out. Will the referees keep punting? The judges keep punting away the cases because of their corruption, or they just don't want to handle it because it's a hot potato? And throw everything to the Supreme Court? And then ultimately see what happens when the rallies occur in Washington, D.C.? In support or in opposition to the Supreme Court? Yeah. Not that nice of a prospect either. It's not an America I want to see. I'm just being straightforward with you here. But that's where the buses, all the buses, the tour buses are going. All this could have been prevented if the Democrats had not been so opposed to the recounting, the re-auditing, and the recanvassing of the votes. If your candidate won by so much, if he's so popular, the most popular president ever elected, why would you be concerned about the votes being checked? Even if you were to chop 5 million off of the population vote, popularity vote for him, he supposedly would still beat Trump by another 2 million. So what are you so afraid of? The time for recounts have basically closed. Now it has to be determined by the courts. Democrats, you brought this upon yourself. You asked for this. You wanted this. Media, big tech, this is your fault because you want Americans to be at each other's throats for this. And to those of you that are watching, whether you're Biden supporter, Trump supporter, or none of them, I hope you realize as a concerned American why you should want this investigated. Because the integrity of our elections are at stake. Because the elections continue. January 5th, Georgia decides the fate of the Supreme Court. Huge. The United States Senate. It's a huge election. Runoff election. Two seats that will determine who will be the majority. And who would be the majority? A super liberal majority in the Congress? And the White House? What are they going to do to our country? They've already told us. They will stack the courts so they can rule in their favor. Anything and everything that they want. Eliminate the filibuster so Republicans can't stop them. It's scary. That's what they said since the election ended. And look at this Avengers-type team of cabinet members that Joe Biden's been announcing. Oh, please, man. More of the same? Yeah? Tell me, what's Hillary Clinton going to be? Where's her position going to be? You got to wonder. No such thing as offices the president-elect until this election. They were all in on it. Hive mentality. Anyway, that's it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I could go on and on and on. This has already been a long one, but I hope you check this one out. Because when the crap hits the fan and you didn't get out of the way, you're like, oh, I don't know what's coming. I've warned you and I've been telling you for weeks. This is what's coming. It's a play-by-play. Legal challenges galore at the footsteps of the Supreme Court that will judge the fate of our literal nation. Literally. Redundant. I know. Sorry. I'm tired. Anyway, gotta go. Thank you so much for watching this episode of Off the Record. Stay tuned for my next week's roundup on Friday. I'll see you then.